professor. What else? Oklahoma, yeah. My girlfriend left me. And, hard to believe with my winning personality. I know. Gee, Bill, what'd you do? Call her a cunt? No, no. Not at first. Not on the first date. You know, I had to get to know her. Then it all became clear. But, hey, he's requesting this shit. Don't kill me. I'm the messenger. But yeah, she left me, and I was really bummed about it for a long time. I was really depressed. But it occurred to me finally that you can't let this kind of shit eat you up. You got to move on. You can't get bitter. And it occurred to me it really helped my career that she left me, because you know what? I'm driven now. I'm driven by a fantasy that one day this girl who I love, she loved me, then left. One day this girl's going to be living in a trailer park with 9 naked little kids with rickets that bring home dead animals from the side of the road for them to eat at night. Burrs in their hair, mud on their face, rats laying babies in their nostrils and ears at night. Gonna live with this ex-welder, 600 pounds, fur all over his back, drinks warm beer, farts, belches, beats the kids, watches the Dukes of Hazzard every fucking night. Has to have it explained to him. One night he's going to be making love to her and his heart's going to explode and she's going to be trapped under 600 pounds of flaccid fish belly cellulite, shifting like the tides of the ocean as blood, phlegm, bile, and a chaw of tobacco pours out of his mouth and nose into her face. And just before she drowns in that tepid puddle of afterbirth, she turns to the Tonight Show and I'm going to be on it. So you see, I'm not bitter. Okay, what else? Oh, God. I'll tell you something weird. This is kind of strange, but I don't know if y'all can relate to this or not. I don't really care. I am meeting more and more women who don't know anything about their own bodies. You guys know what I'm talking about, all guys? Every guy here has at one time asked his girlfriend, "Honey, do you ever, like, look at your pussy?" No. Don't? You've never looked at your pussy? God, no. That's confusing to guys, I think. Cause, I mean, I can't believe you've never gotten a mirror and squatted down and said, "Gee, I wonder what all the fuss is about. This seems to cause a fuss now and again. Maybe I should familiarize myself with it." It being the little fuss causer that it is. You've never fucking done that. God, no. I got news for you, honey. I look at my asshole and pretend it is your pussy. Would you meet me halfway here? I'm starting to feel foolish. I'm going to need to have you carry some of the imagination burden with you. Because I guarantee you every guy in this room knows exactly what his dick looks like from every conceivable angle. Guys are just, "Oh yeah, there it is. Oh, cool. Oh, I never looked at it. Oh, wow, look at that. I never saw it like that. Huh, that's it. Oh, fuck. Okay, that's that. All right." I could pick my dick out of a lineup of every other dick in the world in about 3 seconds. That's how familiar I am with my dick. Be like, "Find Waldo. There's my dick, right there. There it is. Bing! A new world record. How did you do that, Bill?" I'm just that familiar with my cock. I will never be baffled by an occurrence in my underpants, all right? That's so weird. "Honey, don't you want to look at your pussy?" "Ew, no, gross. Gross? My face is down there. Hey! Something wrong with it? Bring it over here. I'll fix it. Be Bob Vila, this old pussy. What's wrong with that?" "Oh, baby, it looks all right to me. I get a little close. Yeah, it looks good. Uh-huh. Baby, your pussy's your friend. Repeat after me. My pussy's my friend. My pussy's my friend." Baby, it's just like a self-cleaning oven. You just got to turn it on every once in a while. Come on, let's get that mirror now. "I don't want to. Come on, look at it. Look where my face goes every fucking night. Look at where Daddy likes. Am I letting y'all in on more than you care to know about me?" Oh, I decided to gross you all out tonight because I, quite frankly, am having a heart murmur. Oh, man.
Hard night, huh?
Oh, Jesus Christ, it's over. Yeah, where? Just anywhere. Just throw me a fucking lifeboat.